girl is a human mind.
Listened to the captain and made my New Year's reservation early again this year.
Why?
Because I got exactly what I wanted. No panic. Irish Travel Agents Association members really take the headache out of travel arrangements.
That's right, buddy.
Captain.
ITAA Travel Agents really look after you. And the earlier you book, the more options they will have to offer you. Just exactly the holiday you want.
ITAA Agents? Great. No doubt about it. It's the only way to do it. Absolutely excellent service.
Cool it, bud.
The great China showroom sale must end soon. There are great offers still available, like 18-piece tea sets, only £12.90, 21-piece tea sets, only £18.55, and 36-piece combination sets, only £34.20. The China showroom, Lower Abbey Street.
Now here's the fastest and most efficient way to sell your car for cash. Windsor Car Auction. Bluebell Nace Road. Auctions twice weekly. Wednesday at 6:30 and Saturday at 1 o'clock. All hire purchase cleared. No sale, no commission. Entries accepted every day and during the auction. Sell your car for cash now at Windsor Motors Car Auction. Telephone 516-877.
Transform your image at Peter Mark. Have a beautiful Wella Perm at Peter Mark for £20 and you could win an Opel Corsa. 1 o'clock. But remember, most First National offices stay open during lunchtime, weekdays.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
ABC Network Lunchtime News on Wednesday, the 22nd of January, with Sybil Fennell and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. Five women prisoners in Mountjoy Jail cut their hands and arms last night and had to receive a number of stitches. They're among 10 women diagnosed as having AIDS antibodies who are already in isolation in part of the high security wing. Medical orderlies in the prison gave them first aid and they later received treatment from a doctor. The government has agreed to the appointment of a medical director for the prison service to ensure that the health needs of all prisoners are met adequately, Minister for Justice, Mr. Michael Noonan, announced last night. Meanwhile, it was also announced that responsibility for a new 31-bed hospital unit, which has been the subject of dispute between various state agencies, will be vested in the Department of Justice. It's expected that the new unit at the Central Mental Hospital in Dundrum will be used for drug abusers in prisons. A boost to Ireland's national income of over £200 million this year and a cut in the inflation rate to under 4% is in prospect as a result of the slide in world oil prices which continued yesterday as oil fell below $20 per barrel for the first time since the late 1970s. The collapse in the oil market has come as an 11th-hour windfall to the government, which currently is struggling to bridge a forecast gap between spending and revenues of £280 million in the budget due this day week.
The central bank has forecast an improvement in the economy this year. Its quarterly bulletin says production growth will slow down, but Irish people are likely to have more money in their pockets. It says inflation will slow down further, but unemployment will go on rising. A warning that every democratic measure would be used to break this government if it did not make substantial headway in the fight against unemployment and tax inequity in the forthcoming budget was given by Mr. Edmund Brown, the Vice President of the Irish Transport and General Workers Union, yesterday. The forthcoming budget is very much a make-or-break one as far as we're concerned, said Mr. Brown. He added that, with almost a quarter of a million people on the official live register of unemployment, with thousands more in the grey areas of temporary work experience programmes, and a growing outflow of men and women on the emigrant ship, the government's strategy was a demonstrable failure. The government has decided to reappoint the chairman of one of the seven public service public arbitration boards, a move that trade unions have been demanding for nearly a year. The appointment is to the board dealing with the pay and conditions of 60,000 local government and health workers. In the north, hundreds of loyalists last night disrupted a service for Christian unity in Belfast attended by Cardinal Sunens of Belgium. Some of the demonstrators, including the Reverend Ian Paisley's daughter Rhonda, a member of Belfast City Council, got into St. Anne's Cathedral, shouted slogans and were ejected by church officials. Cardinal Sunens avoided the demonstration by using a side entrance, as did Cardinal O.C. and prominent Protestant churchmen.
World News after this message.
What new range of cars under test conditions means as fewer 16 fills of petrol a year to the average motorist?
The new Peugeot 309.
What range has rear safety belts, load adjustable headlights and a remote fuel filler cap on all models?
The new Peugeot 309.
What range of cars offer a 5-speed gearbox and split rear seats on most models, and on some even a driver's seat lumbar support, at prices that start as low as £7,995?
The new Peugeot 309.
The new Peugeot 309. The lion goes from strength to strength.
Back to the international stories, the Royal Yacht Britannia will continue her rescue mission off Aden for as long as is needed, the Ministry of Defence in London has said. Britannia is due to be 10,000 miles away in New Zealand by February the 22nd, but could be late if the rescue mission continues. So far, the Royal Yacht has picked up 640 people, including 56 Britons. Continued fighting in the area, where several embassies are located, is hampering a joint operation to rescue more evacuees at Abyan Beach. Two white South African policemen and six black men have been killed in violent clashes near Johannesburg. Police said the officers were investigating an alleged illegal meeting near Western Area in the Transvaal when they were stabbed to death by a crowd of about 500 black miners. In Krugersdorp, near Johannesburg, police broke up a crowd outside a court where the black nationalist leader, Mrs. Winnie Mandela, was appearing. Three Sikh defendants charged in the Indira Gandhi trial have been sentenced to death in New Delhi. One man, a 22-year-old former bodyguard of Mrs. Gandhi, was found guilty of murder, and two co-defendants were convicted on conspiracy to murder Mrs. Gandhi on October 31, 1984. The defendants may appeal. Police ordered strict security measures around the courtroom set up inside a jail in case of Sikh demonstrations after the verdicts.
Spanish police have recaptured two alleged killers of a British tourist a month after they escaped from court. Mr. David Matteson was stabbed to death by muggers in front of his family in the Costa Brava resort of Lloret del Mar 18 months ago. Both men were among a group of four due to give evidence in court when one man produced a knife and threatened to kill the judge unless they were all freed. They fled in a car with the judge and the clerk of the court as hostages. The trial is expected to start in the spring. In the United States, a man has appeared in court in New York charged with helping to kidnap the brother of the United Arab Emirates ambassador in London. Mustafa Zine is said to have arranged the transfer of a £2 million ransom. The second largest bank in the United States has announced one of its biggest annual losses on loans ever suffered by a single bank. The Bank of America lost $1,600 million in loan losses, making a total working loss in all the bank's operations last year of $178 million. For the first time since 1932, the bank is not to pay a last quarter dividend. Shortly before the loss was announced, the American Treasury said it had fined the bank $4.75 million for failing to report currency transactions. The Danish Parliament has voted to block EEC reforms agreed at a summit meeting in Luxembourg last month. A resolution from the Social Democrat Opposition Party rejecting the reform package was carried by 80 votes to 75. The Social Democrats say the reforms will impinge on Danish sovereignty. The government, a four-party coalition, disputes this and intends to call a referendum on the issue. If the referendum also rejects the reforms, it could be the first step towards Danish withdrawal from the EEC.
Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Shimon Peres has had a 20-minute meeting with his British counterpart, Mrs. Thatcher, at 10 Downing Street. The spokesman said their talk centered on the Arab-Israeli peace process. Earlier, Mr. Peres called on the Foreign Secretary, Sir Geoffrey Howe, at the start of his 5 days of talks with government leaders. Strict security surrounds the visit, and details of his program are being kept secret for security reasons. An inquiry at Westminster says a senior civil servant leaked a letter which was involved in the Westland affair. A letter from the Solicitor General, Sir Patrick Mayhew, to former Defense Secretary Mr. Michael Heseltine claimed he had misled Westland shareholders. The BBC's political editor says the Attorney General must decide whether the civil servant should be prosecuted under the Official Secrets Act. No offense would have been committed if the leak was authorized by a minister, but for a minister to admit this would be politically embarrassing. The print union, SOGAT 82 and NGA have voted in favor of strike action in a dispute with Mr. Robert Murdoch's News International. In both unions, the vote for a strike was carried by a large majority. The unions are waiting for the outcome of a TUC meeting today before they announce any action. The dispute is over plans by Mr. Murdoch for new working arrangements at his new print works at Wapping in East London.
Still in Britain, the Wakefield Area Health Authority is to consider disciplinary action against some staff at the Stanley Royd Hospital in West Yorkshire. The move follows the report of an inquiry into an outbreak of salmonella poisoning at the hospital in August of 1984, in which 19 people died. The report was highly critical of the way food was prepared and stored, and said human error and poor management were to blame for the outbreak. A government inquiry into the role of public health doctors and the control of communicable diseases is to be held. The new British Defence Secretary, Mr. George Younger, is to be questioned in the House of Commons over reports that he may cancel the Nimrod early warning aircraft. A Ministry of Defence spokesman said last night that no decision had been made on whether to proceed or not. The Air Force is pressing Mr. Younger for a decision on the project, which has already cost about £1 billion. Mr. Alan Roberts, the Labour MP for Bootle, is to take up the issue in Parliament after a Financial Times report that cancellation is a possibility. Finally, back at home, the Labour Party's prolonged search for a General Secretary ended last night with the appointment of Mr. Ray Kavanagh, a schoolteacher who pledged himself to work for party unity. But Mr. Kavanagh's appointment angered the Labour left, who had supported Mr. Bernard Brown, an official of the Federated Workers' Union of Ireland. In a statement, Mr. Frank Buckley and Mr. Sam Nolan predicted that the refusal to appoint Mr. Brown would split the party and its links with the trade union movement.
Today's financial report, the pound sterling against the dollar has dropped to 1.4075 as sterling is under extreme pressure. £1 sterling on the European money market is 10.6251 French francs, 3.4623 Deutschmarks. On the London market at noon today, spot gold was standing at $3.54 per fine ounce. Spot silver at the close yesterday was £4.36 sterling, also per fine ounce. Financial Times Index at noon today was up 10.4 at 1119.1, and on Wall Street last night, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1468 at 1514.45.
And the weather forecast for all areas this Wednesday afternoon. Sunny swells and isolated showers. The area high 7 degrees Celsius. The winds are westerly and fresh to strong, force 5 to 7 on the bay. The next high tide is at 9.39 tonight, and the sun sets at 4.48.
That's the ABC Network News. This Wednesday lunchtime, it's 10 minutes past 1 from Sybil and myself.
Good afternoon. Can be a friend of mine. doesn't need anything on the mind. Will you ask?
Tuesday afternoon, Electric Lunchtime is 22 minutes after 1 o'clock. America's Sister Golden Hair, George Harrison all those years ago. And there's Steve Winwood, While You See a Chance. So many good songs right here, 24 hours a day. We're back in just a second with Billy Ocean.
The curtain is coming down on the great Brown Thomas winter sale. But there are still huge reductions and great offers for you in all departments. Call in and see the best of everything for yourself before the final curtain falls. The great Brown Thomas sale. Don't miss it.
Joplin's Nightclub Leeson Street brings you a first to Ireland. For a cover charge of £8.99 per person from Sunday through till Thursday, we supply you with free drinks for the evening. As an introductory offer, ladies half price. Joplin's Leeson Street. Rent a brand new Nissan at Windsor Rent-A-Car. Phone us on 540-800 and we'll send our courtesy coach to collect and deliver you. Or call into Windsor Rent-A-Car in Rialto. And now also at our convenient city centre offices at Nassau Street and Bachelor's Walk. You'll get the keenest prices, especially for long-term hire. Again, the number, 540-800. Windsor Rent-A-Car.
Tony McKenzie.
738.